Tmura Perakei Mishnehei. Hare Zu Tachazu. There's another oifin of a Loshen of Tmura, but he didn't say the Loshen with a Loshen of Tmura. Hare Zu, the Behemoth's Chulin is Tachazu. It should be instead of this Behemoth's Carbon. Tmura Zu. Well, let's say he actually did say a Loshen of Tmura, which is Loshen of Tmura. Or he says Chalufa Zu. Right? Zet Tmuros, Zet Chalifos, the other one will remember by Kaporis. These are all Loshen. Zu Tachazu, Tmura Zu, Chalufa Zu. All these types of Ephanim are Loshenis of Tmura. Hare Zu Tmura. Zu Michulelas Azu. If he says that the Kedusha of the Behema is not focusing on the Chulin and saying the Chulin is Bimkoim Bekotchim. He's focusing on the Behema, the carbon. He's focusing on the Kedusha that was already in his Kaddish, and he says that Kedusha Michulelas Alzu. It should be Chal, and it should become Ois Kotchim, should become Chulin by having the Kotchim Chal on the Behema's Chulin in its Tmura. Since he's focusing on a definition of the Behema's Kotchim, again, we started the Mesechta that we said this is Exes HaKosuf. The Tzura of Tmura is focusing on the Behema Shal Chulin as a Bimkoim, not focusing on the Kedusha on the Behema's Kotchim and saying it should be Nischal on a different one. It doesn't work. But that focus is nothing. It's not the lav, and it's not the chalois tmura. V'im hoya hegdish balmum, if he had a behema carbon which has kedushas carbon, balamaisa became a balmum kavua, yoytze l'chulin. So then the animal will become nischalul. Yes, that's true. You could be poida a behema that became a balmum. V'tzorech lasis domim. You have to be mechalit for the value of the value of the behemoth's kochim. So if the behemoth's chulin is the same, so then, okay, so the whole value will be nischal on the behemoth's chulin. However, if it will be less money, you're going to have to make up the money to hegdish and be magdish for that type of kedusha, whatever was missing. That's the existential din of where tmura works and where it doesn't work. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Mishnah Vov. Harezu chad tachas chatos. The Tachas Oilo, he says on the Behemoth's Chulin. He's Tachas focusing in on the Behemoth's Chulin. And he says that it should be Tachas and Oilo, or Tachas Chatos. But he says it in general without focusing that this Behemoth of Chulin should be Bimkoim that Behemoth of Kachim. That's also not Tmura. That doesn't fit the Gzeza. Kosu, Lo Maklum. Tmura has to be Lo Yachlifenu, Toiv Bira, Rabbi Toiv, and specific animals. Tachas chatos zu, tachas oilo zu, tachas chatos v'tachas oilo sheyesh di b'tech habayis. That's also focusing on a specific chatos oilo. Hoyolo, if he had an animal b'tech habayis, then dvarv kem, he's focusing on a specific animal. If he just makes it in general, then it doesn't work. Omar al behemot tmeo. Let's say he says on a horse, on a camel. Balas mum on a behemoth that's not royal kedushas carbon, hare elu oilo lo omaklum. There is no kedushas carbonus that's chal on a behemoth tmei on a balmum. However, hare elu oilo. Let's say it doesn't say it should be an oilo, but hare elu oilo. So again, it's dvarim betel because it can't become carbon oilo. But what we define is a new din. We've had this din before. It's exes hakosuv that a person could be magdish. Something that has kedusha in domim for that carbon. There is a concept of kedusha as domim, which is by the kabbayis. You want to take a horse, you want to give it to hegdish, because the hegdish will either use it for their needs or they'll sell it and make money for hegdish. Here he's being magdish this behema, he's being magdish this sus or this balmum for being nimka. The domim is nitvas as a kedusha. For Dmei Oilo, Yimochru V'yovi B'Dmei Amal. It doesn't have Kedusha Zaguf, but it's Neskadish Kedusha's Domim L'Gabi Oilo. It's a Chiddush, because L'Chayr Oilo is Kedusha's Korban, B'Dei Kabai is a general term. There's a concept of Kedusha L'Domov insofar as a specific type of Korban is concerned. That's the Chiddush over here.